People are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
The World Food Program is warning that by the end of this year, it could have to feed the most people in the agency's history, nearly 140 million. That's 40 million more than they expected pre-COVID. In a new report, it warns that COVID-19 has exacerbated already existing crises like climate change and displacement from war.
For those already in need, the hungry and starving, COVID-19 is accelerating their nightmares.
Cubans taking to the streets, protesting food and medicine shortages.
Riots and looting for almost a week, South Africa is trying to slowly get back on its feet. But now the challenge is meeting food demand.
Protests are breaking out across Cuba and being supported by Cuban Americans in the U.S. Demonstrators are demanding change as they're forced to deal with food shortages and price hikes, all as the country suffers from the coronavirus.
This is a problem. The supermarkets which kept the nation fed during lockdowns now find their supply lines under pressure.
Infant and maternal mortality have risen dramatically, and anemia, according to one recent report, now impacts 62% of Venezuelans.
The letter calls on Boris Johnson to intervene to avert critical supply chains failing at an unprecedented and unimaginable level. It adds supermarkets are already reporting that they are not receiving their expected food stocks.
I'm a fan of wearing a mask, and I hope you are too. No mask, no soup.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
No soup.
That's a good thing.